Welcome, and thank you for joining us for Heart for Iran's Impact 32 podcast, here to share how our ministry and partners are bringing the Great Commission to Iran and beyond. Coming up, we have Dr. Mike Ansari, president of Heart for Iran Ministries, along with Pastor Mansour, who is also a missionary with World Witness that reaches the Persian world, where they will be discussing spreading the word by providing a Bible to every believer.
Greetings to our friends, people that are following Impact 32 podcast series. My name is Mike Ansari, and I'm the president of Heart for Iran Ministries. We come together a couple of times a month to bring to you guys the latest information and news and update on God's movement across some of the most dangerous areas in the world, dangerous places to be a follower of Jesus. And in particular, Iran is one of those dangerous areas where we try to bring some information to you guys, introduce some key players in the area. And today gives me great honor and privilege to introduce to you guys Reverend Mansour Hajipour, a colleague of ours. Reverend Mansour, it's a pleasure to have you, and welcome to Heart for Iran's Impact 32 podcast. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, my dear brother, pastor, and brother, Dr. Mike Ansari. This is a great joy to be with you in this beautiful program.
Reverend Mansour and his wife, Sister Nahid, are both former Muslim background believers. He has planted four Persian-speaking churches in Greece and USA and has been well engaged with planting house churches in Iran. Pastor Mansour currently partners with World Witness as a missionary to the Persian world. But also, one of the things that some of our audience may not know is that Pastor Mansour also has been very much forefront and center in Bible distribution and Bible projects in Iran. I can't say by proxy, because we all know that your wife, Sister Nahid, and her family have been very much involved with the Iranian Bible Society since prior to the Iranian Revolution. Maybe you could shed some light for us, but not only through marriage, but also through your own ministry. You have been very much involved in Bible distribution across Iran for decades. Can you just take a moment, Pastor Mansour, and shed some light for our audience about your involvement in the Bible arena with Iranians?
Absolutely. Brother Mike, when I was in Iran, I lived in Iran and served in Iran at the Presbyterian Church in Tehran and Mashhad for 15 years before I was imprisoned twice and had no choice but to flee Iran in 1996. Prior to that, though, the wonderful good Lord of ours, the Lord Jesus Christ, led me into a great ministry at the church and put me in charge of the book table. So every Sunday afternoon, I had to go to the church just a couple of hours early before everyone else arrived to set the table perfectly, beautifully, and making sure that there are enough resources, which was rare to find and difficult to find. But one thing was always, always at the center of my attention, and that was the Bible. The Bible prior to 1995, when I was living in Iran, was extremely difficult to find, but it was possible. It was difficult, but was possible. But that was the pain that people like myself had to endure. For the members of the church who would come on Sundays and they needed a copy of the scripture, we had to make it simple and easily achievable and possible. Surely they had to wait in line to be kind of just, it is their turn. One of the places that I used to go often was the Bible Society of Iran in the central part of Tehran. And there at the bookstore, of course, I was always told there is no Bible. And I knew, of course, there's no Bible in that particular spot. And then I was introduced gradually to the people behind the scene, and through them, through the Bible Society of Iran, I was able to maintain receiving a number of Bibles and New Testament every single Sunday for the church. And there was the time that I got more and more acquainted with that young and beautiful lady that became my wife later on for the past 30 years. And she was in charge of the Bible Revision Committee back then in Iran. In February of 1990, when the Bible Society was confiscated and closed by the Iranian government, things went in a different direction, started going and more kind of different approaches to receive a couple of copies of the Bible. But we made sure that the table continues to be achievable at this time after the closure of the Bible Society. Not only Nahid did become my wife in 1993, but the two of us became partners on that book table, and we made it fabulous. So we just kind of trace back that to many years ago, before many of our listeners were even born.
Potentially born. I want to. Well, so this is proof positive that you and your family, Sister Nahid, your wife, have been involved in what we call the pulse of distribution of scripture in Iran. Let's go ahead and bring a perspective to our audience, people who are listening to this program, watching this program. Iran, according to Open Doors International, is coined as the ninth most dangerous to be follower of Jesus. Yet, what is happening is we're seeing that the church and Christianity in Iran is seeing amazing growth, much to everyone's surprise. And this is just God's grace that the church in Iran is growing. Many, many, many Muslims are converting and becoming Christian. But the challenge that Iran is dealing with is that when these individuals coming from Islamic background becoming a Christian, because it is illegal for them to become a Christian, is heresy by the law of the land. And also it is illegal to print Bibles or have Bibles in their hands. Folks, what happens is these new converts do not have access to what we call bread of life, to what we call light of you know, the word of God. And the church is very much at a disadvantage of malnourishment, spiritual malnourishment, not understanding the biblical principle and theological principles of their new faith. And that has become a major diagnosis of what we are calling a potential situation that is keeping the Church of Iran dwarfed. So what Pastor Mansour is involved with and has been involved with his family is finding creative ways to be able to not only print Bibles through the Iranian Bible Society and diaspora, but also send them into Iran. Pastor Mansour, for our audience, can you tell us why? Why is Bible distribution so important in Iran from your perspective?
Well, let's look at it from the biblical and practical perspectives instead of my individual perspective. Biblical perspective, faith comes by hearing and hearing from the word of God, Romans 10, 17. There is no other way that people can be saved unless they hear the word of God being proclaimed and preached to them. And if our sermon, if our proclamation of the God, good news is not based and rooted in the Bible, these are empty words. So we have to build upon the word of God. Romans 10, 17 again. Faith comes by hearing and hearing from the word of God. So it is extremely important as we go to do practice and to proclaim the good news of the gospel and practice the great commissioning of the Lord Jesus Christ, you got to carry a Bible with you. Without having a New Testament or a Bible, you're wasting your time, period. Mm-hmm. Number two, from practical point of view. Now, these days are amazing days for the people of Iran. Everyone, hopefully, is aware of the uprising and the challenges that people are protesting in the streets and crying to the Lord for freedom and justice and peace, right? Now, in this midst, the president of Iran, the current president, President Raisi, last week, he went to a university and called the protesters flies, a little insect, a little bug. The infamous former president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, used to call people with all sort of dehumanizing names, right? Now, in that context, Jesus Christ goes in the middle of the people in different parts of the world and lifts up people like a woman who, according to the perception of the society of the time, she was considered a dog. Jesus elevates that woman by saying that, I wish these Jews had a faith like this dog. Basically, he elevates that woman by saying that not only the community, the stuff that were shared by the community is wrong, but also elevates people at the point that they're supposed to be created in God's image, both male and female, young and old. And how about that? If the president of a nation that's supposed to be the leader of the nation looks into the eyes of the young people and the students, university students, and calls them a fly or a mob of flies. And then Jesus Christ in the Bible calls them human beings created in God's image, released to walk humbly and also do justice and celebrate the fullness of life. That huge contrast that they go totally against each other, two different directions. People will see the difference. That is where the light of the Word of God sheds a lot of light into the darkness of the heart of people who live in their ideologies.
We actually are seeing this same pattern as well. We've seen that within the latest uprising in Iran. Folks, you guys are following the news, no doubt. We are getting calls, the few calls that are coming to Iran, because Iranian government is blocking the telecommunications. But the few calls that we're getting are indicative of people being hopeless. And what I'm hearing from you is when people are given the word of God, they can, right there is hope, because there is God's promise, his grace, his love, his enduring love, his sacrifice through his son, Jesus Christ. I think that's what you're saying, that really will see the day and inject hope into this hopeless situation. Now, the Bible that Iranian Bible Society prints, the version that we're talking about is called Today's Persian Version. Well, we are involved also in Bible distribution, and we're hearing from a lot of people inside the country that this is a very popular version in Iran. What makes Today's Persian Version translation a popular version from your perspective?
So first of all, Bible Society's mission is Bible. Bible translation, printing, revision, distribution, and Bible engagement. But it is not limited to TPV, to Today's Persian Version. It started in 1800 with Old Persian Version. Nowadays, it's Today's Persian Version. But we also celebrate collaboration with other partners. So if there are partners at Biblica or Elam Ministries that they would like to serve, I mean, Bible Society's mission is to share God's word, not a particular one. But nonetheless, the standards that we set, and the Bible Society set some years ago in the translation of the TPV in 1977, before the formation of the Islamic Republic, they said, who is the person that trains the babies, held the babies in their arms, nursing them and singing songs, etc., to them? That's the mother. So the translation must be provided, must be done with our first and primary audience, our moms. Mothers are in mind, wow, not fathers. And terminologies between my wife and I, when we talk to our kids, are different, because moms use a different tone of voice and languages, and they can communicate the Bible to the kids from their early ages. Number two is, I am an educated person. I also teach at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, etc. But you know what? The simplicity of the gospel is something else. Mm. If I can communicate the message of the gospel to a person who has sixth grade of education, then I definitely can do that to a different person with higher education. So every Sunday morning when I preach at my church, a challenge for me is to condense my 30-minute sermon into 1 minute children's sermon. To be honest with you, that 1 minute children's sermon is more effective and impactful than the 30 minutes in most cases. So the second objective is to keep people with sixth grades of education in mind. Then, therefore, the elite and the people with more educations, they can understand that too. But if I translate something in a higher terminology, the people in the streets and the lower educated people, they cannot get it. Right. The third point to keep in mind is to keep it dynamically engaged. So a translation could be beautiful, but not getting engaged, not getting people engaged. So it's to engage people. To get people engaged, you have to constantly revise it and make sure that the modern terminologies have replaced the ancient terminologies. With this tree in mind, we are offering, TPV offers, not me, TPV offers the simplest and accurate translation of the Bible into the hand of people of Iran.
Beautiful. Well, we are honored to be partnering at Heart for Iran with Iranian Bible Society to see this version and also other versions going inside the country of Iran. I want to ask you a question. This is going to be a tough question for you to answer, but maybe not. What is your favorite passage, your personal favorite passage or verse from the Bible? I know you love them all, but if you could just put your finger on one area and just one verse, what would it be?
So my Philippians 4:4 has been always a part of my life. rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. But then recently, in the light of what is happening in Iran, so anytime that there is a major change in the society, in the community, in the just kind of different parts of the world, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 is my favorite passage. Comfort, comfort my people, comfort my people. This is in days like this that people of Iran are being killed in the streets. They're crying and their voice are not being heard by the people that are supposed to hear them. They feel oppressed and persecuted. They're, it's just ridiculous days. What is the biblical message to the people of Iran? What is a practical comfort to the people of Iran? So there are many implications. I don't want to get into that to kill this time. But today, this day, these days, as we face these major catastrophe challenges in Iran, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 is my passage.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell us more about Iranian Bible Society in Diaspora. For our audience, people who may not have heard about it, or maybe have heard a little bit something about it, a very short version of what is Iranian Bible Society in Diaspora? What are you guys doing, and what are you guys getting excited about that is imminent projects that you guys are working on?
Iranian Bible Society in Diaspora, Brother Mike, is the only Bible society in the world that cannot operate inside its geographical bonds and cannot distribute Bible in its native language, and has been confiscated by the government, and its properties and possessions have turned into idol worshiping buildings. The compound of the Bible Society of Iran has turned into a place of mourning and beating, etc. In Farsi, we call that Hosseiniye, and that is ridiculous. Now, here is the good news. The Bible Society of Iran has been in existence since the late 1800s, and it was closed in 1990, right? Up until 1990, in about 100 and some odd years of ministry, the Bible Society inside Iran printed and distributed about maybe 50,000 copies of scriptures. Ever since the government of Iran confiscated and closed the Bible Society has distributed millions of copies of scriptures, both digitally and in paper, over the course of 2001 until now, for the past 21 years. God has used this IBSD, a Bible Society in exile in this diaspora, more effectively and impactful than the history of the Bible Society all together. Isn't that something?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God's word cannot be held in chains.
That's right. It cannot be stopped. So tell us, what are some projects that you guys are working on that you're excited about and you know we could pray for you and with you about?
Please pray for the distributors. They are the soldiers on the ground. They are the foot soldiers. They are the unknown soldiers. My wife and I and a bunch of us, we're known. We're known people. Everybody knows us. But we are not doing the actual work. The actual work are by the sacrificial efforts of these individual pastors of house churches inside Iran who receive 5, 6, or 10 copies of the Bible at any time, or New Testament, and they put their life at stake. And they go and distribute those with prayers. And they are the ones that share the gospel with people, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And church grows. Please pray for those unknown soldiers of God's army inside Iran.
Amen. Let me ask you a question as we're getting close to the end of this podcast. This is very exciting. If people want to go ahead and connect with you, how do they connect with you?
Well, the first and foremost is through you guys. You are the best first point of contact. But now, nonetheless, I mean, if they want to do a true web and direct contact, www.IranianBibleSociety.org, all one word, IranianBibleSociety.org is the best way of just getting a hold of us. I mean, that's one thing. There is another one. I mean, if Iranian is difficult to spell out, onemorelamp.org. One more lamp, and the word of God says, in Psalm, the word of God is the lamp unto my feet, and that's you got it. onemorelamp.org.
Amen. Amen. So as we are coming to a close for this podcast, we're totally excited. I just want to, again, remind our audience that Bibles are essential for Iran. They are changing lives. Pastor Mansour, can you share with us maybe a testimony, story of how these Bibles are changing lives in Iran and in the individual, the family? If you can share a testimony, a short testimony with our audience, we'll be happy to close with that.
I will start with one, but I promise that if you continue through Pastor Mike contacting us, every single day you read and receive his stories, testimonies of transformation. Here's one. A young man, he was 15 years old, smart, went to a pastor and said, you know what? Your Bible, that what you call the Word of God, is corrupted, and I can prove it to you, except the problem is that I don't have a copy of the Bible. Give me a copy of the Bible. I've read a lot of other books about it, and I want to highlight those and come back to you with all sort of errors in that book. And that young man started reading the New Testament, in fact. After a few pages, he reached at the story of Jesus turning water into wine. And he says, "Say, I have the proof. This cannot be written by the prophet of Allah. Because water is an element of purity. Alcohol is an element of impurity. What kind of person in right mind could turn an element of purity into an element of impurity?" And then as he read the rest of the New Testament, he found more and more proofs that this Bible is corrupted. And I went to the pastor. The pastor looked at him and said, "All right, sounds good. Let's start. You have a lot of questions." And he simply explained the difference of views to water and wine in Islamic views versus his Judaism understanding of the wine, and also the rituals and the necessity of keeping water clean back then, which was a challenge 2,000 years ago. And the young man said, "Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I got it. I have another question." And the pastor said to him, No. There's a lot of other people that they have questions. Next Sunday, ask me another question. Come every Sunday with one question. He said, "All right, I'll come." That man is now serving as a pastor, the young man, as a pastor of several churches. He gave his heart to Christ because he read the Bible.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guys, the power of the Word of God is amazing. And we have been honored to have you, Reverend Mansour Khwajapur, as a guest in our podcast. I want to go ahead and leave you guys with this idea again that in order for us to see a lasting transformation in a region that has a huge appetite for the scripture and for understanding about Jesus, is to send the Word of God there. A faith that is not backed up or nurtured by the Word of God evaporates fast, is on shaky grounds. If you are going to see the church be built on solid grounds in Iran, we do need to come together to make sure Bibles are being sent into Iran. We need to lend a hand of support to Bible societies like Iranian Bible Society in diaspora, to pray that one day the last term diaspora would be dropped off and it will be Iranian Bible Society again in the country of Iran. So join us in praying. Join us also in supporting the cause for Bible. We are sending Bibles into Iran with partnership of Iranian Bible Society and other organizations. So we do ask you to lend a hand and support God's movement in Iran, in Afghanistan. But again, I want to invite you to join us in our podcast. Last week, we did talk about the challenges and uprising in Iran. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to have another amazing podcast for you guys with more guests. Stay tuned. Be with us. We wish you all the blessings. And tell your church to follow these podcasts. Send it to friends, family, pastors, leaders. We would like to partner with you guys to see Iran transform. Pastor Mansour, as always, it's been a pleasure. We bless you and thank you for all you do. Thank you so much, everyone, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.